Hello and welcome. This is the introduction. It's a part of the audio experience where you can set your volume. I should be loud enough to drown out the world around you, but quiet enough that my voice is comfortable. The words you are about to hear were inspired or spoken by the people of the Biker Wall Estate in Newcastle.
They were originally designed to be enjoyed in a series of particular locations across the estate, but in the absence of those streets, terraces and empty theatres, they can be listened to wherever you choose.
Each one requires you to simply look and listen.
My mother hates politics.
When the cookie is in Morrison's, it belongs to Morrison's.
Why does the human do what he does? Every 7 years we regenerate.
Picture yourself from afar. From space. From the boiling lakes of lava on Jupiter's moon. From the tip of the grip of the handle of the plow. Picture this place from afar. Biker has a physical force field around it. The wall. A structural grandeur provides a safety, a sense of security you forego the second you step through it. It reassures you, protects you, holds you. Some residents don't realize there's a castle over in Newcastle. The clue's in the name. A castle people travel continents to experience. It's on your doorstep, 3 metro stops away, and still. Walls have 2 purposes: to keep us out and keep them in, to divide, to hide what's really going on. Kick balls against, climb. We learn by playing, by climbing. Did you know Biker is home to 2 world-class facilities for climbing? Beware of Biker, they might say, until the RGS bus rolls up twice each week to follow in our vertical footsteps, to rise into the skies, to reach for those same constellation stars.
I don't sound Geordie.
I'm a tenant of my parents.
I sold chocolate and tins of pop.
Be culturally savvy by visiting the city you were born in.
It's about possibilities. The kids in Biker have the same opportunities as those in Jesmond. No. The kids in Biker know that learning the violin, that dancing and fencing are possibilities. Possibly. Do even fencers want to fence? Probably not. Kids around here play football. They might go on to be footballers. They might move to Dar es Salaam. They might escape. Or football on the field at the end of their street might just be enough. The smell of cut grass, best mate, a victory dance, and that one winning goal. Football on the field at the end of your street might have to be enough. You hope your kid never worries. You tell him anything is possible. You tell them what's beyond this wall is for them. To reach, to ask, to hope.
I've never seen such well-behaved young boys.
There's no assurance tomorrow will bring good news.
Why rush your dinner when it's not going anywhere?
Marriage is overrated.
The fear of being different impedes young people being brilliant. Kids want to do exactly what their friends are doing. I don't want to be seen as different, they say. But a boy in biker doing gymnastics is perceived differently to a boy in gospel. What do we do about that? What are the signals we are reinforcing? Why do we always assume it's physical prowess that has to be showcased? Not all boys want to play football. No regret. Every experience adds a stone to the pillars I'm trying to build. If we don't understand something, we should ask questions. We have the capacity to ask questions. We should always ask why. Kids will put it in their mouths. So test it. Incite a reaction. Be seen. Picture yourself from afar, from space. Notice the space you're taking up and ask yourself, is there room for more me? Always.
And that's it, folks. The end. Closing time.
This is one of 8 audio experiences made in the summer of 2020. Feel free to rewind, re-listen and re-share those stories about the brightly coloured streets of Biker.
Thank you for sharing this time with us.